by us. Different game, different team. Ah, don't talk over the... Don't talk over the...
Defensive.
German national anthem there. I apologise. It's a big faux pas in commentating circles to talk over the national anthem, and it's something that I certainly won't be doing again, because it's a time for quiet and a time for reflection.
You're going what?
Both commentaries there.
Commentaries?
National anthems, I mean.
Brilliant.
You don't commentate over the national anthem.
No.
That's a mistake. But
a big no.
Beautiful day in Port Elizabeth. Port Elizabeth, named after Elizabeth Taylor. I used to own this place with Richard Burton's back in the 60s.
Look out for number 17, Nutcracker, today. Good player for Germany. They're going to be playing like this. Obviously, when the game starts, they'll have heads and arms and legs. These are just shirts to represent the players. They will be using most of their names throughout today. I'll mainly be going for the numbers.
Number 13, Thomas Müller. Much expected of him. Let's wonder whether Müller will light up this afternoon today in the World Cup.
That was terrible. There's number 16 there. How do you pronounce his name?
Lahm. Philip Lahm, the captain in place of Michael Ballack.
Oh, careful now, come on. We can't be biased.
Michael Ballack, who can't be here due to injury.
Heads, please, if it's okay. Yeah, so you can start. Shake his hand first. Thank you. And then you. What do I do with this flaggy thing? I'll give it to somebody. Spanish referee today.
Alberto Undiano.
Yeah. And I've got my Undianos on today, my lucky pants for today's game. On the BBC.
So,
let's have a look at Serbia. Of course, you've got Vidic, number 5, yeah. And you've got Zigic, number 15, and you've got Zagic, and there's lots of Icks. Basically today in the Serbia team.
Lining up in their traditional 4-3-3, formation. Two of the squad on a yellow card just now. Zigic and, of course, Ninkovic, the number 18.
You, Ninkovic.
Got to be careful
there. Ninkovic or Ninkovic?
Ninkovic, is I would it? Say.
Where's the H?
Who knows? I think that in Balkan pronunciation...
Mike Reed there and Jude Law, two celebrities, obviously getting free tickets for the World Cup. Mike Reed used to do Saturday Superstore, you may remember.
Papa Diddle-do.
Don't know who he is.
Rade Antic, the Serbian coach, used to play for Luton Town back in the 80s.
Big game today, Germany versus Serbia. Thank you for watching with us today, whether on the radio and website, the BBC Sport website, or on the red button around the UK. The text number is up and running if you want to join in. Tell us where you're watching the game or give us your thoughts. 81199 is the number. Maybe you're in a pub, maybe you're in the office, maybe you're at home on the couch. 81199 is the text number. Start your message with the word Chris. Whatever you write, just put Chris before your message. There's Jonathan Pearce and Mick McCarthy there. Your commentary team. Where's our picture? Oh, thanks a bundle. What am I? Chopped liver? 81199 and start your text with the word Chris. We've had some texting already, Dave, which I'll read if you want.
That would be nice, thank you. As the ball is with the German goalkeeper, Manuel Neuer, plays for Schalke. It's a German side, hence the German name. And they build from the back.
Paul in Hampshire says, Dave is already having a shocker with that Muller joke. And the game hasn't even started. Sub him for Allard. Not a bad idea. Actually, it's not that bad. Jason in Sheffield just needs home to listen to the commentary. My boss would not be pleased if he knew, but hey, what he don't know won't hurt him. Well, he does now. And enjoy John Clip. He's got two balls. That's cheating, Dave. That is definitely a bit of cheating.
Well, I personally would like to see one of those balls exit the field of play.
That's the left one.
What he's done.
Keeping
there.
That one there.
Manuel Neuer.
Yeah, isn't he?
Interesting that he's called Manuel, a name normally associated with the Spanish, more so than
and
the
waiters.
Germans. And waiters.
From the popular sitcom Fawlty Towers, Lampard. Rooney. Interestingly, the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium, Dave, is used every Sunday for a massive car boot sale, selling everything from SpongeBob SquarePants lunchboxes to Howard Jones albums. Mm. Vinyl, of course.
Although there is still some confusion as to where the stadium got its name.
Really? I thought it's in Nelson Mandela Bay. Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. Dave.
The Germans have the ball.
Don't get confused, by the way, with Nelson Mandela House, where Del Boy and Rodders lived. You know, any fools and horses. There'll be no fools here today. And probably not any horses.
No horses. Obviously, they won't be on the field of play because their big, large hooves would put great divots into the playing surface. And that's something that FIFA are keen to stamp out in this World Cup.
You may see that the sun is shining on only certain parts of the pitch, which does cause a nightmare. I don't want to bore you with this, but generally, it's contrast in the lens of the actual cameras. What they do is they probably white balance it beforehand. We should get Will in to tell you about this.
Yeah.
So when it goes from the real sunlight to darkness, they had to change the contrast. And, like, see, that's dark there, right? He's dark. And then, oh, look, it's bright again. So, quite frankly, I mean, it's a pain in the back. It's a pain for the cameraman.
The ball's with Serbia as they look to make amends for their disappointing first game against Ghana. Disappointing because they got beat, obviously.
See the cameras there. See what they've done there. A little inside, a little bit behind the scenes for you.
Number 17 there for Serbia.
What's his name?
Milos Krasic of CSKA Moscow.
That's the look.
One thing you notice already about the Germans, they're tremendously well organised. Always well organised.
Ooh! Boof! See, look. Come on, sort the contrast out. There you go. Lovely. Oh! Bit of three-leg tango going on.
Podolski there. Upsetting the Serbian keeper, Stojkovic, who spent much time warming the bench at Wigan. Be pleased to be getting a run out.
The Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. It's a 48,000 seater stadium here today, and for fans of grass, the playing field is natural grass with the outer surrounding area made from artificial turf. Interesting. Lampard to one of the Serbia players. England will play Slovenia here on Wednesday. Just thought I'd point that out.
Interesting as well that either of these teams could be opponents for England. It's gone for a throw. It could be opponents for England in the next round should they progress out of the group stage.
All depends on where they finish.
Thanks, Dave.
Have a look on the line. It's all explained there. And the Germans are back with the ball.
On my notes here, the stadium has an eye-catching, unique roof structure. Good for them.
That is interesting.
A lot of people texting in asking what the plan is for lunch. We haven't got there yet. We'll worry about that later, but we will keep you informed live on the BBC about lunch options.
There was talk last time of maybe having some German or Serbian food, but as neither of us know what Serbian food is like, we might go for some Chinese today because they're not in the World Cup.
Yeah, there's a shot of the roof I was just telling you about
from the
BBC air machine, the magic air machine, the camera on the belly of a big bird in the sky.
A big, big BBC bird. High up.
Probably just a FIFA helicopter camera thing.
Yeah, they probably paid for the rights of it. As the ball is deep in German territory, can Serbia advance?
No.
Watching
your commentary online whilst playing darts. Give a shout out to the wife, Joanne.
Hiya, Joanne.
She's a dart wife. And she's a like a wag.
Ooh! And it's the first
boom,
shot
shakala
of the game from Podolski. The German striker, Mike Reed, they're very impressed with the early foray towards the Serbian goal.
That was a clanger.
Hits it left-footed. Keeper had no chance.
Yeah, they're giving a round of applause, but technically he didn't miss.
Does it look odd wearing a cardigan with a T-shirt?
I think in Germany, it's not really frowned upon. I think, without stereotyping, the German fashion is very different to UK fashion. Yeah. For example, they think they certainly frown upon sandals and socks, which, as you know, in Britain is a tradition.
Something of a delicacy in certain...
When it comes to the summer, don't get your feet get too hot in them trainers. Stick your sandals on, but keep your socks on.
Well, the one thing I often notice and I'm confused about is how much your feet do sweat in sandals, which is odd, because you would think that with them being open-footed, that actually the air would stop the sweating of the feet. More so. Someone who does have smelly feet, of course, Dejan Stankovic. Stinky Stankovic, they call him in the dressing room.
That's right.
The Serbian midfielder. No one wants to get too close to old Stinky Stankovic.
Interesting fact about him, and you'll be hearing lots of these facts today. The number six there for Serbia, Ivanovic,
yep,
has a tattoo of the 90s pop star Betty Boo on his back. I'm a big fan of hits such as Where Are You Baby, Love Hangover, and her collaboration with the Beatmasters, Hey DJ, I Can't Dance to That.
Well, let's hope that he will be indeed doing the do today for his country as they look to go comfortably into round two. Passed out to number six for Serbia, who is...
I just said...
Ivanovic.
Ivanovic. That's what I just talked about. You were just talking about it.
Yeah, sure.
Mark Imports for his text in. Wouldn't it help if they just set up a smaller pitch only in the sunshine? Absolutely right. But these FIFA officials these days, you can't tell them anything. Only they have their rules about certain sizes. But absolutely right for the viewers at home. And thanks for texting in. 81199 if you're listening to the commentary. Start your text with the word Chris so it comes to our screen. 81199 is the text number. and just put Chris before you write anything. We've had 732 texts. I appreciate you texting in, but on the whole, quite disappointing.
A mark, though, I would imagine, more of our own personal popularity than indeed the popularity of the game.
Speak for yourself.
Going back to the stadium and the light and shade, it does beg the question of why they didn't build it slightly over to that side in the sun.
Exactly.
You know, rather than build it half in the shade and half in the sun.
And if the sun is moving from left to right, that's only going to get worse.
Absolutely.
Massive error there.
It does make you think.
I had to point out, by the way, if the World Cup was being held here, we won't be seeing any errors like that. We've planned.
Almost 10 minutes played so far. The score still Germany 0, Serbia 0 here in Port Elizabeth.
Just to remind you, obviously, of the scoreline, better than behind, there haven't been any goals. Let's put that thing on the screen saying it's 0-0.
Absolutely. Full match commentary from the BBC. You may be watching in HD, you may be watching in regular vision. Either way, it's great.
Don't forget, of course, England play on the BBC against Slovenia on Wednesday. It's actually at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. And don't forget to tune in to the BBC on HD to watch every England goal uninterrupted by commercial sponsorship. Because here at the BBC, we have no ads with our motto, no ads, more goals. Mm. I just made that up. That's not
bad, though.
The BBC's like motto is nations for speaking to nation, or something like that.
And the ball crossed in there. He couldn't keep it down there, number 18 for Serbia. Ninkovic, who we mentioned before. Ninkovic for Dynamo Kiev. That's an idea. Chicken Kiev could be a good idea for our lunch. We don't mind smelling of garlic. Problem with Kiev is they are full of garlic.
Andy Preston has texted in saying, are Germany playing in white? I apologise, we didn't explain that to all the non-football fans. Yes, what happens is Germany are in white and Serbia are in red, and then when it gets this bit of the pitch, everybody's in total darkness. Oh, and he's gone down!
That surely must be a free kick and a card, the first yellow card
of
the game.
Give over!
For Miroslav Klose. Get up, you big girl!
It's a card. By the way, speaking of cards, Father's Day this weekend.
Yep.
Don't forget.
Yeah.
And want to get that baby sent off first class today. And to arrive tomorrow, obviously, don't forget, no post on Sunday. I don't think they do post on Sunday, Father's Day.
No, I don't think they do. Do they still have two posts on Saturday or just the one?
Who knows? I get my post once a week on a Wednesday afternoon about 10 to 4. Now.
Yeah. See, our post keeps getting later and later, to be honest with you. It used to come about 8 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes it's not there with us till 11.
It's Germany. A nightmare, isn't it?
Germany. Oh, the ball now.
Here we go. Chance for Germany on the ball as they attack the Serbian goal. Oh, and can he get red? Great defending there from Serbia. Very nice.
Very good.
Oh, Serbia! Another chance.
Very good.
Just checked out Serbian food, says Roz in Tetbury. Local favourites are small rolls of mixed minced meat into a plain onions and warm bread. So you could do that for your main course and then have maybe a gatto for dessert. Not a bad little tip.
Not bad, I think, but on balance, I prefer Chinese. Stojkovic with the kick.
Once again, got my sound effects ready for any action in there. We've got a few added ones. I don't really know where they come into effect. There's an owl.
An owl there.
Canary. And
a truck.
Hold on.
Huge truck.
That's the huge truck.
Mm-hmm.
This is just a medium-sized van. Two-tone.
As Serbia look to play it out of their defensive position.
To liven the game on this afternoon after the excitement of the New Zealand game, which didn't get exciting until approximately 92 minutes. Going to play Spot the Cow. At some point... Now what happened there? Come on, boys. Play nice. Play Spot the Cow. If you hear the sound effect of a cow, text in 81199. Start your message with Chris and write cow, cow, cow in your name. There is no price, just a little bit of fun to pass the time. here during the football today. So listen out for the... I'm going to give you an example now. Chris, cow, 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 when you hear the cow. Could happen any time in the game, if I remember to press the button.
And there's your cow to call on our commentary today. It's a bovine.
We would have given a prize away, Chris. but it's a nightmare, to be quite honest with you. Yeah. Don't blame me. Speak to Richard and Judy.
Serbia with a free kick. Nemanja Vidic of Man United there, waiting.
Boing.
Oh, what a waste.
Dreadful.
Dreadfully disappointing.
Awful, that, wasn't it?
Much like the first 15 minutes.
We should practice these things. I mean, it's not going to get you nothing. Let's have a look at it again. It was so bad, we'll show it again in slow motion. No, nothing. Goalie doing star jumps.
Nothing of it.
Mike Hughes from Doncaster, get your vuvuzelas out for the lads. Not a problem, we have them for you.
Put the lid back on there, honey.
All right, sweetheart.
So, will Germany score four again?
I'm going to say Serbia to score first.
Do you think?
Yeah. I have no knowledge of football, as many people would say. Of course not. You're a Leeds United fan, and that would just be offensive. But I'm going for Serbia to score first. If you got Serbia in your sweepstakes, let us know, 8199, or indeed Germany. Start your text with the word Chris. Buratom said, oh, what am I missing?
Offside.
Offside. He was offside.
He was offside.
Offside there, given against closer.
He was offside.
And he should have been closer, really, when it comes to...
Closer than close.
Closer with his run, but he strayed just offside there.
I booked a day off work to listen to you today, and it's the best commentary I've heard in years. You should do it all the time, from Mick in Luton. Thank you, Mick. You deluded fool, but you're right, actually. Aren't we great?
Aren't we great?
Oh, hang on, let's see if I can do the... Goal! Oh, no, hang on, it's the wrong one.
Nice kick.
It's not a goal. Calm down!
And don't forget also that if you are huge fans of ours and want to know more about us or see more pictures of us and what we get up to, then bbc.co.uk/radio1/Chris Moyles.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
You sure?
I think so.
Right. Oh, you can just go to Radio 1 and find it from there.
All on there.
17 minutes played of what is a game of football not that dissimilar to the New Zealand game the other day, as far as exciting things go.
For those that have just joined us, Serbia in their all-red strip, playing from left to right. The Germans, by contrast, playing from right to left. That'll obviously be different in the second half, when Germany will be playing from left to right, and indeed the Serbians will be playing from right to left.
That's the way the game works, because that's the way the game was designed.
So free kick again.
By the way, don't forget, me and Dave have got our mobiles on. If you're a friend of ours, feel free to text in. Steve Kelly, sounding great. Give a shout out to me, my mate Hillary. All right, Steve and Hillary. Not Stephen Hillary. Steve and
Hillary.
Thanks for the text. On my mobile there.
Might see you later in the pub for the England game.
He's
Steve.
Coming, he's coming tonight.
Is he good?
Yeah, he's coming. Yeah, he's bringing the missus.
Good.
So, and by the way, incidentally, I'm going to go get there early and get some food.
I think in the pub. Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Well, when you say early, what sort of time do you mean?
I'm trying to get there about six-ish.
Oh, okay.
It depends. I've got to train this afternoon. Basically, I've got this, and then I'm training. Yep. I had physio this morning and acupuncture. Seven needles, you.
Really?
Seven. And then an injection on my shoulder.
Yeah.
So I'm very much like Rio Ferdinand today.
Oh, it's a free kick on the far side there. In reality, I don't think
it's a free kick.
I think we'll be there till about seven. So if you could save us a couple of seats, that would be wonderful. Do we still have the area out by the ladies' lavatories?
Yeah, good. Chris, you'd think FIFA would have rules about typeface. The German numbers look very 80s, don't you think? Or are they wearing old shirts? It's a good good question. I'll get into that later. Actually, don't know the answer. Chris, enjoying your chat. I like the advert boards. How do they work then, says Chris in Tamworth. Again, we'll get into this. My favourite one, if you look very closely, is about road safety. It's good to promote road safety. Generally, good to be safe on the roads.
Don't forget, you can also get in touch with us via Facebook. It's facebook.com/The Chris Moore Show. That's how Keith Flynn has...
What, from The Prodigy?
No. It was Flint, wasn't it, from The Prodigy? Yeah. He says, loving it, guys, sitting here with my lunch just before I have to sadly go to work. Says Keith.
Keith Flint was the lead singer of The Prodigy. Well, you know the singer. Yeah. And also, there's the name of our mate, Keith Flint, from the pub, who's also a patron decorator.
Sunderland Keith.
Yeah.
Yes. And
Why I Man.
Indeed. Steve Brennan has also got in touch via our Facebook page saying that they should give us Match of the Day 3. Well, we shall see. Germans have it.
Chris, every time you play the bird sound effect, it freaks out my dog. Says Rachel in Norwich. Yeah. What, this one?
It's a corner for Germany. Özil will be...
Who?
Özil will be taking the corner. Mesut Özil.
It's another corner.
Boom. Bash. Note.
Not with that sunshine.
Just saying goodbye to our mystery studio guest there that you would have only seen if you're watching the Radio 1 online version of the commentary. We've got three cameras today. We've got that one.
This one.
Dave Cam and Chris Cam.
Means nothing to you if you're not watching the live streaming.
On Radio 1.
Radio 1 online.
It's another card, a green card this time round.
Which surely...
means he can work abroad for a while.
Certainly in America, you would need a green card for all work purposes. Unless, of course, you get a special work visa, like we once had to go to Los Angeles. Sam Kedira there. Kedira, who cares? But, anyway.
Sam Kedira. Do you want to know a fact about him?
Yep.
He has a prosthetic thumb on his left hand.
Does he?
Bless him. Gerard there. Calm down. Neville. Let's get some snot out. No one ain't there.
Do you know, I saw somebody do that in a pub beer garden the other day.
Wow. It's another corner.
Very unsavoury. As it comes over from Serbia.
Oh.
And it's gone for a goal kick.
Yeah, he went up in there. Come on, guys. That's what he's saying, no doubt, but probably in Serbian.
Nikola Zigic there, the tallest player on the field at an amazing 7'6".
Really?
Very, very tall. Signed for Birmingham City.
Now, are Germany just not getting the breaks, or are Serbia better than we thought they'd be?
Could well be a bit of both.
Thanks, glad he asked the question.
A bit of both. I think the Germans have been not quite on their game, but yet full credit should be given to the Serbians, and for the fact that they haven't allowed them to play their normal, organised German game.
You might hear a bit of interference from my mobile when it goes off, so I'm going to do a little trick that my friend told me to do, which is to put your phone on a CD disc, on a compact disc. I'm just going to try that now. If that's a winder, I'm going to ruin my phone. Someone's in trouble. My sister-in-law's tuned in today. Hello, Kerry, my darling.
Hello, Kerry.
Hope you enjoy the football and the commentary today, live from the BBC. Germany on the ball. Back to another German player who tries to pick out another one, and he does successfully. Now, what's he going to do with this? That's, of course, the number 13 for Germany, Thomas Müller, from the famous Müller family. We've got Thomas, Brian, Janet, Tito, Randy, and Latoya. Come on, Germany, what can you do? Lose it to Serbia, who lose it again to Germany. There's a lot of this going on in today's game.
It's rather scrappy, I think, is how you would describe the first 24 minutes played here in Port Elizabeth, the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium, named after Nelson Mandela Bay.
Ooh,
Mandela Bay, incidentally, was a song for Simple Minds many years ago.
Who were they?
Mandela Bay, a Scottish band from Scotland, Glasgow, I think. Jim Kerr used to be married to Patsy Kensit, who's rumoured to be in the next series of Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh, really?
So I believe, if paper talk is to be believed. Serbia with the ball from the back.
I quite fancy Patsy Kensit.
Do you? You've made that obvious.
Have I?
Yeah.
How did you know?
Well, every time she's come in, you've made that very obvious.
Sorry.
Continual texting as well is rather uncomfortable. Serbia looks to play down the line.
Look, as I've always said, until they have a court order out, there's still a chance.
Yeah.
Hello to Kylie, by the way, if she's tuned in. Don't worry. We got that through, and 2.5 miles around your house, I'm not allowed anywhere. I'm joking, of course.
It's 3.5.
No, I was going to say, she's not got a problem. She loves him, isn't she? Better than the old Miles.
And who doesn't? What time do we order lunch?
Oh, not yet.
Really?
Yeah.
What time did we order last time?
Oh, it was like our time.
Was it?
Just before our time, I don't know.
I thought it was about now, midway through the first half.
Louise in Essex says, just so I know, are Dave's football facts real?
Yes.
Yep, they're all real apart from the made-up ones. Chris, the commentary has improved this time round. Still laughing my head off. Says Andy in Scotland. I think he's talking about Mick McCarthy.
Yep.
Nice that you pop back and see them and then come back to us. Germany on the ball.
Oh.
And then off the ball again.
Disappointing once again. And cut out by the Serbians. Serbia, obviously, this is the first time that they have competed as just themselves, because previously they were joined with Montenegro before that all went wrong.
Do you want to know a true fact about Germany?
Yeah.
Sam told us this. She's from Essex. Germany have made it to the final eight of every World Cup that they've been in, and Serbia haven't. That's today's actual fact about the football. Bad stubber with the throw in there to Germany as they play in the basking sunlight in South Africa. Danny Norwich says, can you tell my daughter Poppy to stop messing about, please, as she isn't paying any attention to me? Poppy, pay attention to Danny.
I thought it was Mummy. Was it Mummy or Daddy?
Danny in Norwich.
Oh, it'll be Daddy then. Daddy, Danny. Daddy, Daddy, Danny. Daddy, Danny.
That's the last time I'll do any of that, by the way. Quite frankly, if you can't control your kids, you should really have thought twice about having them. I'm here to talk football. I'm not, you know, 9911.
It's often the way, isn't it? You know, when you see people with young kids and they choose to chastise them in supermarkets and whatnot, and you just think, not the place. As Germany move forward.
Incidentally, I was at the supermarket yesterday, and there was a woman on the phone, quite a rough-looking woman.
Yeah. Well, did she have her hair all scraped back?
She just looked a bit common.
Yeah, massive earrings.
Yeah.
But why is that?
You know that look where you just want to, you know, stay away from them. Anyway, she was on the phone speaking very loudly in a very common voice. What do you want? I'm going gem shopping. I mean, that really shouldn't be allowed. Really put me off my list, and I almost completely forgot to get myself some fried chicken. 0-0 here today. 28 and a half minutes played of the Germany-Serbia game, which, let's be honest, we thought was going to be way more exciting than the New Zealand game.
So far, a massive, massive disappointment.
Mark from Wolverhampton says, is Dave trying to prize his head off with that pen?
Oh, this one. Well, you see, such is the dullness and boring nature of this game so far, which is yet to kick into life, that I've been chewing my pen or something to do. Germany now with the ball.
What will they do with it?
Keep your suggestions coming in for what kind of food the Serbians eat as well, in case we can find any of that 81199 Serbian food suggestions. But otherwise, we'll have a Chinese or something, I suspect, or a pizza. Might be easier. We won't need any cutlery, obviously, if we have a pizza. Just some wipes on a napkin as Serbia keep possession in the sunshine.
Come on, Serbia! Put some behind it. Right, here we go. Germany on the ball. He's offside.
He was offside.
Flag. You're offside. Pack it in. Stop trying to get the crowd going.
He was offside.
See? Thank you.
Flag clearly up on the
clearly
offside.
Clearly up. Look at this. Look.
It was a close decision, but he's
offside.
Offside.
Fact.
The linesman got it right. Are they still called linesmen?
Yeah. He's on the phone there. Look at that. Very unprofessional, but still managed to spot that offside, despite having his Blu-ray, I believe they call it, in his ear.
It's like the sort of thing that they sometimes wear in drive-through restaurants. Would you like to maximise your order? Yes, I will. Thank you. Serbia, now.
Tom in Newcastle, congratulations. If we had have had a prize, you would have got it. So I won't say why for those people who missed it. We should have been here from the start of the commentary. But well done, Tom in Newcastle. Thanks for joining in. Spot the count.
Thomas Muller there, reminding me that I buy some more yoghurt and I go to the supermarket.
Are you going to do that joke every single time he's on the ball? Every time.
Serbia now.
No, answer the question.
It's the only joke I have.
So are you going to do it every time?
The only joke I have.
For the entire German players?
No, just him.
I'll come up with another one.
Well, he's the only Muller in the side.
I'll come up with another joke about Muller.
Go on, then.
He wrote that big hit for Paul McCartney. Muller of Kintyre.
That's awful. That's worse than talking about yoghurt.
I've never yoghurt. Beaten the yoghurt one. What do I mean? Steve got it. Stacey in Chichester got it. Johnny from Ayr. Josh from Portsmouth. They all spotted the cow. Big Red in Southampton. Jack in Bucks. Johnny in Northern Ireland, but formerly Port Elizabeth. And Ross on the
other. Oh, and it's a free kick to Serbia, surely. And
it's
this could
a free
be
a kick.
This could be a card.
It is. What kind of a card is it? Father's Day card. Consolation card.
A
it's
yellow
another green
card.
One. It's a green one,
well,
Dave.
It should be yellow. I think it's just a light.
Who's that? Who's that? Who's that player?
That's Philip Lahm. Is it Philip Lahm? Yes, Philip Lahm. Number 16 there, Philip Lahm, booked for Germany.
All right, is this going to be the first goal of the game?
It's free kick time. Who will score? Craig Revel Horwood.
Starts to condense him. What is going to happen?
Collar off there.
Wasn't he just?
He was collar well off.
Well off. Chris, just wondering where you brought your T-shirt from. I really like it. Thanks from Tom in Yorkshire. Thank you, Tom. I got it from High Street chain. I won't name it, but it has three letters in the name of the shop, and they do a range of T-shirts in different styles and colours.
You look good in Lenny.
Thanks. It originally used to be yellow, but I think I put it in with something that ran, and now it's kind of like a dirty colour. You've got to be so careful.
Interesting you should say that, because only last night I got out a blue T-shirt of mine that has white lettering on,
right,
which the wife had washed with some pink leggings of our daughters, and now the white lettering is all pink.
It's just
where they used to be white.
No need for that, is there?
It's all pink. And why she put the blue T-shirt in with the whites and pinks, I still don't know.
You'd think, really, as a housewife, you know, she spends all day there. The least she could do is learn how to wash clothes.
Absolutely. It's back with Germany. Good morning, or good afternoon, my darling, if you are listening.
There's a chance for Germany now. Missed opportunity for Germany. It's still 0-0. Who takes time? That's a good one. Duncan Dunstable. You can use this next time. He commits a foul. Lamb chops.
Lamb chops.
Now that.
That, incidentally, was a gift to us from the New Zealand Tourist Board after our wonderful commentary of their game against Slovakia on Tuesday.
New Zealand on it.
Thank you, New Zealand. Never been to New Zealand, but apparently very beautiful. Stephen Lund says on Facebook, get some food in you, I can hear your belly rumbling from here.
That's the vuvuzelas, you cheeky thing. All right, let's play some TV theme tunes and spice it up. It's all getting a little bit dull. Do you have any requests, or do you just want me to do a selection?
Whatever.
Okay.
Mind your village.
Serbia on the ball as they get into the other half, then back to their half again. If Serbia can score a goal here and score first, it could really change the game. And if anybody scored, it would also change the game, as the score is 0-0. And he goes down, it's another foul there. And it's another card. It's a bit card-happy, isn't it?
Isn't he just? We had a fussy referee on
Tuesday
who we felt ruined the game slightly. And
It's a red! It's a red! You have got to be kidding me!
It's a red card!
Oh no! It's a red card! We don't have one of them jingles.
A red card!
The main one, we never thought.
Can you believe it?
Close? You're telling me it's close. Let's have a look at this.
Can you believe it? Red card.
Really?
For a second yellow card, bookable offence.
Is that a bit harsh? Well, I mean.
Oh, well, he had to be careful. But he's off. And
time to go! Time to go! Time to go! Time to go! Time to go!
This will be a big miss for Germany. He's one of their star strikers. But they're down to 10 men. Can Serbia capitalise?
Well, you'd hope they would, Dave. There's Mike Reid from Saturday Superstore. He is not happy.
Not happy at all.
Mainly, many reasons. Mike Reid's pop quiz hasn't been on for many years. And now this happens. Nightmare. Serbia, as Dave said, could have a better chance now, as they have one more man than Germany playing for them.
Germany obviously with 10 men, Serbia with 11 men as a result of the sending off.
Right, back to the football then. Serbia on the ball, down the right-hand side, and he gets to it. Can he cross it? And he does!
Oh,
and there is a goal!
It's a goal! Goal! Goal!
Serbia score against Germany!
Oh, and this is now tremendously exciting.
Wow-wee!
This is what we have been waiting for.
Ooh, wow-wee, wow, it's a beautiful cross. It's one header, he controls it, he kicks, it's in! What a great goal there.
Milan Jovanovic with the goal for Serbia, well done to him.
Cross from Krasic.
Headed down by Zigic.
And then beautiful, boom, shakalak!
Boom, shakalak indeed. Wind your body.
Wiggle your belly. Serbia 1, Germany 0. And there they are having a bit of a hug. And why not? They just scored.
The Serbian fans going crazy crackers as their side now leads Germany here in Port Elizabeth.
Previously in this game, nothing happened.
The following takes place from Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium.
I can't do an impression.
It's rubbish.
I tried, but...
I know.
I'm the best. All right, there. John Coleshaw, leave out, will you?
Exciting news is that we will be joined by the listeners of BBC Radio 1 who will listen to our live commentary in just over 20 seconds. So we'll have to be careful what we say. Not slag off Greg James.
I'll put my hand up in the air when he comes to us.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. They're coming in, so the clock started at 1:10.
Yep.
Shall I be telling the end of a rude joke?
Yes, if you like.
Yeah. Okay. As soon as he hear me talk, I'll be on that. William Shatner.
Unbelievable. Oh. And we'd just like to welcome the listeners of BBC Radio 1 and the Greg James Experience who join our live commentary now of this
offside
match between Germany and Serbia. If you just tuned in,
Heroes offside.
Serbia lead 1-0.
It's been an amazing game of football this afternoon. When I say amazing, I mean quite boring. Germany, not the spectacular team we thought they would be. Already one man sent off for Germany. Goodbye, number 11, close. He's closer to the changing room now because he ain't playing. It's Serbia lead. It's Germany 0, Serbia 1. It's your out cue, Greg, if you want. No, okay, we'll keep going.
Serbia.
Is he going for a wee?
With the ball.
Incidentally, for those people tuning into Greg, if you get bored of him, why not switch him off and put the red button on? And equally, if you're bored of us, you need your head testing.
Greg James, today it's Friday, which means that he likes to do what he calls Feet Up Friday, where he invites students and unemployed listeners
basically
down to
people,
London to come and watch the show.
And I think they regret that with some of the troglodytes that turn up for the show. But today I've seen a couple of lovely ladies and some tough-looking men. So best of luck, Greg, and have a great show.
Germany with the ball on the far side. And it's gone behind for a corner. Now, will the corner be taken by Thomas?
We're not on Radio 1 anymore now.
Thomas Muller, will he take the corner?
We had that, Greg James.
Will Muller take the corner?
And he's got an addiction to Jaffa Cakes.
Oh, who knows? He's their normal corner taker, but it's not them. It's going to be Ozil, not Thomas Muller.
Wow! It's another corner!
Another corner! Yeah. Here we go. What can they do? Nothing.
Punched away by Stojkovic.
Oh! Boom! We're excited. Okay. 42 minutes played, which means, of course, we need to work out what we're having for lunch. I don't know about you, Dave, but I'm peckish.
I'm peckish too. Hoping to get something delivered in time for the second half.
Oh, there's a jet. No, it's a lovely save by the Serbian goalkeeper, Vladimir
Stojkovic.
What?
Stojkovic.
You're all right, thanks. Paulie Milne Keynes, thanks for the text message. 8199. So obviously, the Germans now down to how many men, Dave?
10.
20 hands.
20
See
hands.
What he's done there.
Wonderful. He's done very, I like
very,
that.
Very clever. Slightly xenophobic joke.
Yeah.
But thanks, Paul.
Reminds me of a time of being on a German cruise ship many years ago where they asked all of the passengers to leave their cabins, go on deck. It literally was a case of all hands on deck. Serbia now.
Forty-three minutes played in this World Cup match between Germany and Serbia. Don't know about you, I've got Mexico in the sweepstakes as one of my teams. Very pleased last night with their brilliant win over France. And obviously because I'm half Irish, even better to see them get nothing. Some would say that serves you right for...
cheating.
Office play. Well, cheating is basically. I was going to say office play, but yeah, basically.
Cheating.
Let's be honest. It is what it is. And so is this. It's a save. Oh, and he gives him a little nudge there. Oh, don't get. He's going to give him a card. He is, isn't he? Hang on. Is he? No, he's. Hang on.
Well,
who's getting the card?
He has a card in his hand.
So he gets it. He gives him a nudge. And then he overreacts. Who's getting that card?
He's just having a quiet word.
Yep, he's saying, no, no penalty. And by the way, why have you got blue on the back of your neck? Oh, no, so no one got a card. He got his cards out, though, didn't he?
He did. He had his card clearly in his hand. But as you say, interesting now that he has blue on his neck, it almost looks like he has one of those plasters that often you see chefs and waiters or waitresses where if they cut their finger, they're always blue in restaurants.
Speaking of restaurants, Gordon Ramsay and Jamie Oliveira, excellent chefs, and if they ever wanted to invite us for dinner, we'll go. Number 10 for Germany.
Podolski.
Which is Podolski.
I'm doing that. Already then.
Don't forget at half time, by the way, to go to the toilet, wash your hands, and get ready for the second half. Don't forget, order your lunch, why not? 1 minute, says Hubbelot on the big board. 1 minute of added time. Germany 0, Serbia 1. No one expected that, did they, Dave? But could things change with Germany on the ball?
And they have another corner.
Wow! It's another corner.
Interesting another corner. That number 10 for Germany, Podolski, who we were talking about before, his name obviously meaning puddle in Russian. Germany. Podolski.
Oh! Oh, chance for Germany to score! Oh!
Oh, they've hit the bar! Oh! And blimey crikey, O'Reilly, this game really is hotting up now from Port Elizabeth.
Come on, Serbia!
Oh, and the Serbians will breathe a sigh of relief.
Look at this great bit of football from Germany. Great control. Boom! Boing! And again, clank! Kick!
Boring.
Oh, beautiful. And that's why they call it the beautiful game. Mm. Boing! Clack, crack. Boom!
Tremendous efforts there from Germany. But Serbia hang on to their lead. And at half-time, it's Germany 0, Serbia 1.
At Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium, astonishing scoreline. Serbia, who looked awful in their opening game, are now leading. It's 1-0 to Serbia against Germany. Germany 0, Serbia 1. We'll be back for the second half. It's half time.
It's half time, so let's go back to the studio. Welcome back to the second half. Chris Moyles and Comedy Day.
Welcome back, everybody. Second half commentary. Here we are.
Only on the BBC.
Referee just checking his watch. Then he'll blow his whistle and we are off for the second half of Germany versus Serbia from the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. Whenever you're ready, ref, you're on the telly. We're all waiting. Yeah, come on. Blow your whistle.
Serbia lead 1-0 in this contest in Port Elizabeth. Yep. During the break, I went for a quick wee, but now we're back and we're all good.
Anytime you like.
And they're on.
So, very interesting first half. Well, a bit interesting.
Some of it was dull. Some of it was very, very exciting.
There you go. Germany 0, Serbia 1. If you just joined us for second half live commentary. The pictures and the football from South Africa and the commentary from my mouth. I'm Jonathan Pearce.
And I'm Mick McCarthy.
Right, 81199, who's with us? Who is on board for the second half? Send us a text, 81199, that's the text number. Start your message with the word Chris, and then it'll come to me in the studio. So 81199, 81199, send us a text, whatever you write, just start it with Chris. Tell me who's on board for the second half and where you are around the UK watching. I want to know how many people are watching in pubs. I think that's brilliant.
Also,
Germany!
Oh! You can also get in touch with us via our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/The Chris Moyle Show.
Dr. Nat texts in, I've come home from seeing patients to see this. Any medical problems I can help you with to pass the time? Enjoy your lunch. Well, funny you should ask. Today, I had, between the radio show and the live commentary, true, I went around the corner, I had physio on my leg, so I've got tibialis posterior, and I had acupuncture, 7 needles today. And I had a cortisone injection in my shoulder.
which is all medical.
Yeah. And I'm now wearing a bandage on my right leg. It's not a bandage, it's kind of like tape. It's like support tape. I can't really get it up on the desk.
Serbia with the ball now.
Trying to get it. You can't. Can you see? It's there. Got yeah. Tape. There. There you go.
And it's out for a throw in.
Lovely. Who's he again, 22?
Kuzmanovic.
That's what I said.
So, Serbia playing in their traditional red, playing from right to left in this half. Germany, by contrast, playing from left to right.
Trevin Lees is on board. Thanks, Trev. Pinko looking after the nipper in Borough. James in Coventry. You guys need to do the final, says Ronnie in Daventry. Mm. Well, as long as it's not England, we're available. I'm on board, says Barry and Paul. So is Pete in Birmingham, Bruff from Dundee. Ian and Falkirk says, come on, Serbia, I'm with you. And Louise is on board, Mike in Bearwood. Still on board since the first half. Good lad. And Darren and Simon in Bournemouth having a beer. There you go. Enjoy your beers. As we should have a beer.
We should
drink
during this. Well, I don't know. Is that unprofessional?
It's alternative commentary.
Well, I mean, what? Yeah, alternative to professional commentary, where I'm sure that they don't drink beer.
If you're on your computer watching, go to Facebook and you can leave us a little message. Facebook.com/The Chris Moyle Show. Alan's very excited because we've had loads of people sending us messages. Apparently, it doesn't normally happen. So, hurrah! I just thought I'd point out, by the way, I've just seen Russell Brand.
Have you?
Yep, says hello.
He's a nice fella, isn't
yeah.
he?
I'm still outside and he was buying the car, stopped the car, wound the window down and said hello. And said to me, I'll text him later. So that's nice. Just need his number and we can be pals.
Very tall man, very skinny jeans, I noticed. Jeans that you or I could never get into.
Speak for yourself. Probably get into him.
Well,
only a little bit bigger than him, waistline.
See, his dimensions are totally opposite.
What are his? What's his
yours.
Waist?
Well, I would imagine that he is.
Because I'm a 29, 30.
No, you're a 29, 30 leg and yeah. a 40 waist, yeah, which that, makes yeah, jeans buying
sure.
difficult.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
Germany now with the ball.
Andrew's bunking off work in Newark. Mike on board from Bridgend. I'm nursing a sore throat and have a poorly baby. Nicole. Your excellent commentary skills are cheering me up, though. Love it, says Joe. Joe could be Jodie.
Jodie.
Baby Nicole in Kent.
Which is odd, because I have a sore throat and yeah. a daughter called Nicole. So in that respect, we have two things in common as Serbia.
I'm on board, says my girlfriend. We're watching and listening in bed, says Si and Catherine oh. Hill. Haven't got any time for that muck. Sorry about that. Not interested. No time for the hanky-panky. Only got time for the spanky of Germany by Serbia today. See what I did there? Thank you.
Thank you. What you do in your own home in the afternoons yeah. is your own business and
your
of no
business.
Concern or consequence to
no,
us here.
Not really. Slight interest, but not really. Not really for the show.
Full match commentary from us on the BBC.
Those viewers watching on the radio and website, hello. I'm just having a beverage. It's a bit hot for me, actually.
I'm like that. I can't drink it when it's too hot.
I can nurse it for ages, though.
I know.
I don't mind cold tea.
I don't understand these people that can drink it straight off when it's very hot. They must have an asbestos mouth. Balls out for a Serbian throw.
Don't forget, as we keep saying, here on the BBC, you see every goal of every game because we have no interruption from the adverts. If you want to know exactly what is going on, you stay with the BBC. Uninterrupted.
Debt can be a huge problem, especially if you're a student. Books, rent, Rizzlers, and chocolate. They all cost money, but now there's a way.
Number 10, referee. I would have hated to have missed that.
He fell over.
FIFA. Apparently the German assistant manager is a massive Bury FC fan. There you go.
81199 is the text number. If you're enjoying our excellent commentary, feel free to tell us how great we are.
Start your message with the word Christo. It's very important. Otherwise, Greg James gets it.
No one wants to tell him. No. He's great. Which he is, of course. I mean, he is great. He's a great DJ.
And we're all great mates, aren't
great, we? Great mates. In fact, only today will we be... Well, not you, Chris, because you said that you're not available, but I'll be having a beer. You said you couldn't be bothered. I'll be having a beer with my great mate, Greg James, and my other great mate, DJ Scott Mills, who does a great show in the afternoons. Philip Lahm there. The captain.
The captain there of Germany. His favourite crisps are Ringo's and pickled onion Monster Munch. Mm. Big fan of those. It gets them apparently specially imported from, I believe, a company in Peterborough to his house in the German hills. Lampard on the ball to Rui. Oh! That could have been good. Hello to my cousin Jez. He's texting. Hi, Jez. That's on my mobile. Feel free, our mobiles are on. Me and Dave, I've got mine sitting on a CD, so there's no interference with the microphones. Because normally it goes... like Bonanza. Oh, no, come on, Serbia, don't mess it up or muck it up.
And it's safely back with Stojkovic in the Serbian goal. My phone, incidentally, is at the back of the studio on charge because... nearly out of battery.
I haven't got that many texts today from people.
I've had a couple.
Cheggers is watching, by the way. Hiya, Cheggers. The lovely Keith Chegwin. Good morning to you.
Oh, I had a text from our friend Gordon.
Oh, and what is that? What's he given? Is he giving anything? There he is. Oh, he's got something in his eye.
Aye, he's saying. Aye, I know your game.
And you get off with your bag, with your lunch box.
You fellas in blue, you don't belong on here. Aye, aye.
Oof!
Oh, crikey, O'Charlie.
And a bit of a clack!
Doink. Oh, you see, not only did the Serbian player get a foot in his head, and then the German player got hit in the orchestras.
Sounding ace again. Loving the boom-shakalaks. Enjoy the second half from... radio and TV star Sarah Cox, who, I don't know if you've seen her recently, but she's still, like, proper, like, wealthy.
Mm. Which is a credit to her.
Oh, yeah, she must work out something, because she's had, like, a couple of kids, but, like, she's still a hot mama.
Free kick now for Serbia.
Love to have had a bit of fun with her, but, she's... so happy family now and everything. Wouldn't be appropriate, really. So, let me imagine. Boy, oh boy.
Boy, oh boy.
I'll be a workout and a half from it. There's Mike Reid there from Saturday Superstore watching his boys. Can Germany get a goal back? Really, Germany should be winning this game, but they're not. That's football for you.
But in a way, I would imagine that many people are enjoying the fact that Germany, who of course are one of the tournament favourites, are not winning today. And it's always good to support the underdogs, which in this case are Serbia.
Used they're to be the underdogs. And then this train or something.
Serbia, of course, used to be part of Yugoslavia, I believe.
Did it?
Yeah.
I know that. What did Germany used to be part of?
Germany, well, interesting to say that, because here we have two countries who have both competed in World Cups under different names.
Oh, that was never a foul. Oh, stop whinging.
You had West Germany and East Germany, and then...
Was there a South Germany?
No. Well, there's South Germany, but they weren't
the
like a different country. There was West Germany and East Germany.
Yeah.
And they had, like, an iron curtain or a big wall or something. And then... and this is... Germany getting away.
Right, so... What was it?
East...
This is what?
This was nothing in the end. So it was East Germany and West Germany. And then, it's a free kick to Germany. And while they're doing that, I'll explain.
Oh, yeah, please. That would be lovely,
It's a yellow card.
It's a free kick.
And it's a yellow card to number 20.
whose name is
Nivan Subotic. So, there used to be Serbia and Montenegro, and before that, they all used to be part of Yugoslavia before they all fell out and there was the Balkans War.
Jeff in Crawley says, who's the lovely-looking lady in the studio? Great commentary. Well, that is, of course, Sam, who is our producer on the Chris Moore Show. Well, I don't want to go into the office politics, but while Piers is on the attachment 24, good Germany on the ball. Oh! Thank goodness for that, because I was right in the middle of quite an interesting story. There he comes, trying to score. And quite frankly, not a good moment for me at all. I'm personally glad he missed, so I can get back to what I was saying. You can watch this. Look, offside.
It comes to nothing.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, boom, miss. Stick your glasses on. Should have gone to Glass Savers. I can't say the name of the company. It's advertising. So anyway,
Piers.
Piers is on an attachment to Radio 4. Yeah. He's our exec. So Rachel, our producer, goes and moves up to exec level, but it's only filling in.
Yeah.
So Sam, who's, I think quite frankly, she's kind of floating around. I don't really know what to do with her. She's come in to produce us and replace Rachel. And then what happens afterwards? I don't know. They'll probably stick her on like Dan Sampton's or something. Pause for thought, but she's a nice girl. She's from Essex. Recently got married, but hasn't yet changed her name. So I don't know what that tells you. But it's a best of luck. And she is indeed a lovely girl, wearing a dress and leggings, and has lipstick on and red shoes. Really, really looking quite tidy.
Either different lippy today, or maybe she doesn't normally wear lipstick. But
she's not really girly like that, is she? Well, she is girly. Don't get me wrong. She's not butcher old, but she's normally, you don't really do. Oh. No, it's got to go between the sticks. That doesn't count. I know my rules. That doesn't count. You can't just hit the net. And great timing there for Sam, because we've moved on now back to the football.
Podolski it was with this shot for Germany. As they side netting, though. So sit down, all those German fans who thought it might have been a goal, because it wasn't.
Sit down, shut up. Sit down, shut up. We didn't order any lunch, by the way.
No, do you know what? I'm not sure I can be bothered now. I think I might wait.
Can I have a sandwich roll?
I think I might wait until afterwards, and then we'll get something from the garage on the way
Alan?
Out.
Alan? Hello? Can you get maybe a little bit later a sandwich or something?
Yes, sir.
Thanks.
Has anything been sent in for us? Any presents food-wise?
Yeah, we got burgers sent the other day, but it was a bit too late.
So how come on the day when we actually ordered pizza, we got sent food, and on the day when we...
Oh, here we go, Dave! Look at this! Car time, get up! I'm giving you a yellow!
And it's a yellow to Manchester United defender Nemanja Vidic.
Couldn't have happened to a nicer Man United player, although I do hope that Serbia will. Look at this.
Clearly handball.
Well, you say that, Dave. But...
Clearly.
You know, to be fair, it can be forgiven because... Handballs seem to be allowed a lot in World Cup qualifiers and whatnot. He's given it, though.
And it's a penalty to Germany.
I didn't know it was a penalty, did you?
No.
I noticed.
No, we were too busy talking. Anyway, it's a penalty to Germany.
Penalty to Germany.
Stojkovic in the Serbian goal.
Oh!
He's missed!
Come on! Go on, Serbia!
Wonderful, and will this be a turning point in the match?
Oh, the weakest shot! Beautiful save there from the Serbian goalkeeper. Serbia number one. Boom!
Stojkovic.
And didn't he just?
Didn't he just?
Nice, that nice, away. Nice. Yep, he's saying thanks very much.
Big man.
High ten.
Yeah.
And kisses to the man upstairs.
Absolutely.
I don't know what his religious denomination is. So whoever it is. And look, chewing his gums there, old Reedy. Come on, come on! Hop a doodle doo!
Still not sure about that t-shirt and cardigan combination. Looks a little too casual for me for such an event as this. But Serbia have the ball. No, they don't. Yes, they do.
Thanks, Alison in Brighton, for your joke. I'll try and shoehorn that in later on in the commentary so it looks like I came up with it. There's the number 14 there for Germany. Of course, Mr. Bad Stubber. Serbia on the ball. What can they do with this? Great little ball into the box there.
Jovanovic.
Come on!
Oh, and it's too long. And it'll be a goal kick.
What a shame.
To Germany.
Great penalty save. Look at this. It was actually a great little shot. He goes the right way, gets his hands to it. And there you go.
close, but no cigar. I don't even know if he smokes.
Maybe probably
he ain't having one.
You tend to find these days that sportsmen don't smoke. Sportsmen and women don't smoke. It's bad. Smoking's bad.
I'm sending a little text back from Sarah Cox.
Oh, yeah.
Threatening legal action.
Yeah.
So,
only to be expected.
Yeah, well,
she's had problems with perverts before.
Yeah, I wouldn't. I don't want to get into it.
Don't forget, facebook.com/The Chris Moore Show is how you can contact us. This is how Heather Mapley got in touch, saying it's taken me over an hour to eat dinner because I'm laughing so much. I love Dave's facts. Thank you, Heather. Love you too. And we should commentate on all World Cup matches.
Add all of them.
And Sean Weston, who says, you guys are possibly the best commentators I have ever heard.
You just made that up.
Should be on BBC One. No, for reasons of BBC
One. We are on BBC One, kind of.
For reasons of transparency, it is there.
Oh, okay.
You see?
Yeah.
We don't make up texts anymore.
Germany on the ball. They desperately need to get a goal back to put some umpa-pa into this German side this afternoon. But Serbia doing very well. 1-0 to Serbia. And Germany down to 10 men. That's 20 hands. Score so far after 63 minutes. Germany 0. Serbia 1.
Making Serbia very much top of the bill in this contest at Port Elizabeth. Top of the bill.
Will you just help me put the music on, right?
Top of the bill.
Oh, what? I just played it, I didn't want it again.
Serbia. Leading.
Do you want the one show theme and opener?
Well,
yeah, all right then. On! There's nothing on! There's nothing on! There's nothing on! The morning, Dan. Christine Blakely. It looks like Blakely, but it's pronounced Blakely. And my sitting next to me, who knows? Roll the dice. Ah, the show will never be the same again, will it?
Soon to be Jason Manford, of course, who, if you read the papers today, had a nasty blowout on his way to Swindon.
He what?
Had a nasty blowout.
What's that?
Both tyres on his
car
blew out.
Well, get well. Hope you're all right, Jason. I heard he had to cancel a gig, so he's probably sweating. He needs to get them all in before he starts doing the one show. Anyway, well done. Sorry. So join us tomorrow. We've got Sir Charles Brandreth and pork pies on the show. See you tomorrow night.
Nil. Nil. 1-0 to Serbia.
Is that what you just wrote down on that piece of paper?
Yeah, that was supposed to be a secret message. You weren't supposed to broadcast that.
No, it was good, though.
Yeah.
I didn't read what it said.
That's fine. Well, it's kind of moments past now.
What was it?
There.
What? Oh, OK.
Yeah.
Jason Manford's got a what?
A new job. Serbia. Oh, and he's not going to get there with that.
He's not going to get there with that, is he?
Back in the hands of Neuer.
Germany 0, Serbia 1 in this World Cup game. Live from South Africa, with alternative commentary from me and Dave.
Hello.
There is the number 16 for Germany. His name is Lam.
Like Nancy, but they're no relation, I believe. What about that dark hair, though?
Feel free to text in 81199 if you want to text in if you're watching our commentary today. 11199 is the number to start your message with the word Chris so that we see it in the studio. Start your message with a Chris and then write whatever you want within reason and send it to 81199.
Serbia now on the ball as they look to make their one man advantage count against the Germans, who have one less man than them.
Serbia, Serbia. Can you score another goal?
He's through.
2-0.
Oh, they've hit the post, Serbia.
What a mistake it's a maker.
Crikey, O'Charlie, it was great work from Krasic out on the right-hand side. Number 14. Milan Jovanovic.
That's him.
Who hit the post. Good effort, though. Good.
Kick
good
it. Effort. No, wake up there, you. Unbelievable. What a dope.
Will they rue that chance to have put the game beyond the Germans?
Rue?
I don't know what rue means, but it's what they say. Will right. you rue the chance? I think it means regret.
Right.
Rue the chance.
So,
rue,
so kangaroo is a kangaroo regret?
No, but it, rue obviously also being the French word for street. Or road.
Yeah, la rue, like la rue, la rue. The band, which is the street. Germany on the ball now. Come on, close him down. Don't let him get anywhere. That's it. That, I'm getting away. Thanks.
In Germany, obviously, they don't say rue, they say Straße, which is their word for a street or a road. And will they be making inroads towards the Serbian goal?
It's like
now?
The German. Germany have got like a different word for everything.
Different language.
It's almost like their own language.
And then in turn, the Serbians have their own language as well, but I don't know any Serbian.
See how that sunshine's moved, by the way, from the start of the first half. Mm. Fascinating, isn't it? Human nature really is amazing. Oh, come on, don't let him shoot. I want, you might hear me say, by the way, don't let him turn. I like that phrase. Don't let him turn.
Oh, and you can hear the cameras going off in the studio there. Paparazzi are following us, doing this broadcast today. Yeah. No photos, please, fellas. We're busy.
Off mic, yes. To be a sorry, I faded you out.
We're just trying to do our job.
I'm just going
to
cough. Hang on. Thanks.
I think you should stay here.
What?
You should stay here.
No.
Oh, I see. Sorry. Beg your pardon.
Kieran from Aylesbury. Come on, Serbia, on the text. I hope Germany go down to eight men, says Aaron from Plymouth. Not going to happen, mind you, after saying that. Who knows? Chris and David should do the commentary for the England game tonight, says Sophie in North Wales. It's not a bad idea, Sophie, but if we were to do that, we wouldn't be able to get bladdered in the pub, which is the plan. Germany, on the ball. Can they put together something spectacular? Claw a goal back from the... I don't know, some poetic...
Jaws of defeat.
That's what I was going to say.
Can they... rescue themselves from the jaws of defeat? We hope not. And it's a substitution coming on for Serbia. Is number four, who is Nakar.
Well, hey, what? He's what? Well, why is he playing? They're playing minus. He's tired.
Beg your pardon. Kakar. Gojko, Kakar.
There he goes there. Great bit of football there from the number 18 from Serbia. A very nice, tidy beard he's got there. Look, he's got so full of energy. He's having a little jog. Probably go back to the dressing room, have a shower, maybe eat some oranges. Mm. Oh, and it's a double substitution, triple substitution there. What is going on? And there he goes.
Ninky Nonkovic off, and Kakar is
Ninky
on.
Nonkovic.
Ninky Nonkovic. Yeah. And the Germans are making a change as well.
Isn't it funny?
He's
a professional model.
They've brought on two players, both whose names begin with Kak. Kakao and Kakar.
What is it? What's the first one?
Kakao has come on for Germany.
Cow, cow, cow!
Kakar has come on for Serbia.
Cow, cow, cow! Beautiful.
And Muller is off.
Where's he going?
Muller's off.
Oh, then it was probably past its sell-by date.
Yeah.
You won't be able to do any more of your yoghurt jokes now, Dave.
No, he certainly...
Now you're stuffed.
He certainly won't be taking any corners now, will he?
No.
No corners from Muller.
Right, Germany on the ball. Crosses it into the box. Will he be able to save that before it goes out? No.
No.
Try my best. Jazz in Gravesend. Hello, thanks for listening in. We hate the football. You have my... You two have my girls and me and Fitz, says Claire, Nat and Steph.
Mm.
Hope that's a good thing.
Fitz. Traditional German name, of course.
Loving the bias towards Serbia. Says someone in the text. I have no idea what you're talking about, and quite frankly, that's offensive. I just hope football is a winner. You can't tell from my commentary who I want to win. Germany on the ball. Ha ha. Didn't get it across. And they're back to Serbia now. Ooh. Here we go again.
And it's another free kick.
And here come the mates. Here he is. He's got more cards than Clinton's. What's he going to do now with his yellow whistle?
Could Schweinsteiger be in trouble here?
No, is the answer, because he...
Probably not. Schweinsteiger, of course, meaning pig.
Really?
Man.
Pig man?
Pig man.
Don't know that.
And is that Mertesacker? Mertesacker.
Pick a player, Dave, at any point. I'll give you a fact about him.
Okay. Thinking, of course, of the German number six.
Sammy.
Yeah.
Sammy Kadira.
Yeah.
His auntie invented Tippex. Family made a fortune.
I know that.
That's a mistake that he won't want to correct.
Sure. Other corrective fluids are available. Oh,
yeah, but that, just pick that one out. It's kind of most well known.
Right.
Interestingly, Diego Maradona is not at the game today as his team isn't playing. Also, many famous people not at the game today, including Anton Deck.
Mm-hmm.
They're not there. Bucks Fizz and Robbie Williams' friend Jonathan Wilkes.
All not in attendance today, as far as we can
foul!
See.
Foul! It's a foul, Dave!
A foul indeed, which means...
That was a foul!
And of course, with another foul comes another card, because this man is card crazy!
And this time it has gone to Schweinsteiger, the pig man.
Boy,
for Germany. Now has a yellow card.
He's got blue on the back of his neck.
And yellow in the book.
In the what?
In the book.
In the book.
In the book. Very fussy referee. Very fussy.
There he is with his Beatles haircut and his Mike Reed face. Not looking happy. Could be the football. Could be the fact he looks like Mike Reed. Mm. Serbia. Lampard now. Can he get it across to Rooney? He's eagerly waiting in the box. It's a nice little run. What can they do?
Oh! Oh! They missed another chance, Serbia, to put this game to bed. That was Zigic, the 7'6" Birmingham striker. Missing from close range. He really should have got that on target, I think.
It was a great attempt there from Serbia. Crack! Boing!
Really should have done better and worked the keeper with that effort.
In 50 seconds, we'll be going live, simulcast, onto Radio 1, the Greg James Show. So we'll do, you know, when you listen to 5 Live, you go, good afternoon to people joining us from the World Service. Can I do that?
Yeah, if you want.
Right. So we'll go quiet for, like, a couple of seconds before, and then we'll go into it.
You don't want to do the punchline to another rude joke?
Oh, God, yeah. So I do 2 very large ones, ba-bum.
Could do.
Is that all right, that one, or not?
I suppose so. There are other ones, but I'm not sure they...
Oh, no, I'll do it. I've got one.
All right. Don't forget Match of the Day highlights tonight on BBC Two at 10 o'clock. For those that like highlights, I know I do. Not in my hair, I mean. Serbia now.
Here we go. 8 seconds, then we're live on radio. Here we go. I said to him, I said King Prawn Balls, not King Cold. And you join us, hello... Good afternoon, welcome to listeners of BBC Radio 1 and the Greg James Show, who join us for this actually very exciting match between Germany and Serbia. Germany down to 10 men. Serbia winning 1-0.
But should be winning by more, I would suggest. They've just
maybe
had
two or three.
Two good chances at least to make it 2 or 3-0, but that's not to be. And they've just brought on number 19, who is...
One
Petrovic.
Of the players. What?
Petrovic.
There's a man there in a suit. Nice to see him dress up today for the occasion. It's a big occasion for Serbia.
Radjantic, the Serbian coach, as we said, he used to play for Luton Town in the 80s. Famous.
He doesn't anymore.
He scored that goal in 1983 that relegated Manchester City.
Too old now, though.
Too old. 61, I think.
Probably a game at Leeds, so, to be quite honest. 75 minutes played so far, which means there's only 15 minutes left of the game. Live from the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium.
Named after Nelson Mandela Bay, obviously, the famous South African statesman.
Yeah, who has a bay named after him.
Yep.
Anyway, join us on the red button for more. It's Germany 0, Serbia 1.
There's your out, Greg.
Yeah, he used it this time around. Ignored it yesterday.
Okay, fine.
It's a free kick.
It's a free kick.
Can Serbia make it 2-0 in this amazing game of football with the most amazing haircuts you've ever seen?
Serbia at its best.
Boom! Nout.
Goal kick to Germany. Petrovic. They certainly weren't petrified of his effort there, the Germans.
Did I tell you I saw Russell Brand earlier?
Yeah. Right, okay. He was outside, wasn't he? I bet he was wearing sunglasses.
No, he wasn't actually. Well, I think he might have taken them off when he got in the car.
Germany now.
Serbia now.
Who is?
No one now.
Oh, no one in this.
Don't forget, Don's. We can speak to Don. He's actually at the game today. At any point, Dave?
Well, we should maybe have a quick word with him now. Don, how are you viewing this contest between Germany and Serbia?
Well, Dave, thanks for joining me. It's a very interesting game because I think many people, me included, had this down as being as dull as an ITV two-hour drama. But actually, it's turning into quite an interesting game with Germany down to 10 men and Serbia actually in the lead after scoring one goal. Incidentally, I'm sitting up in the gantry today at the Nelson Mandela Bay Stadium. You get a beautiful view of the bay. Oh dear, what's happened there? He saved it, he caught it, then he dropped it. Unbelievable. Also heard you mention about the haircuts. There really are some classic haircuts out there today.
Wow, it's another corner.
Corner to Germany. Note.
Nothing.
I mean, nothing there.
Nothing there. Nine, in fact, I think is how you would say it in
Germany. Shetiam! Sorry about that. So, Dave, really interesting. I know you've come to me for the in-depth knowledge that I only have, and I can tell you exactly the answer to the question you're about to ask me. And yes, it's true. After the game, Lineker's taken us out for Italian, which is very nice, just ahead of the England game tonight. And I hope you're going to be watching England, no matter where you're from. Peterborough, Norwich, London, Newcastle, Cornwall, Dunstable, Stoke-on-Trent, Bradford, Lytham St Annes, Carlisle, tune in tonight to 5 Live. Well, we don't have the rights to show it on the telly, but I think 5 Live can do the audio. Back to you, Dave.
Oh, thank you, Don Johnson, who is there for us live in the stadium, giving us all the latest from Port Elizabeth. Meanwhile, we are commentating from a secret underground studio in the West End of London.
It's a Radio 1 studio, it's not a secret.
It's myself, Dave Vitti, and Chris Moyles.
Space, final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship
Germany.
Its 5-year mission, to explore strange new worlds.
Don't get any more cards.
New life and new civilizations.
I need to pause it and then see if I can time it right for when he kicks it and then the game kicks into action.
You have to say that there is plenty of space out there on the pitch today.
Nice.
The Serbians making the most of the extra space now that Germany are reduced to 10 men.
Captain Kirk, of course. The actor who played Captain Kirk is bringing out his own satellite navigation system for cars, which you can soon get.
Mm-hmm.
Shatnav.
Absolutely. And, of course, this follows on from his very successful foray into men's underwear, which he did many years ago. Shatner pants.
To boldly go where no man has gone before.
Serbia! Oh, Serbia! Oh, Serbia! Oh, Serbia! You're beating Germany by one goal! Don't mess it up or you might go home! They just had another chance.
But they missed it, they did.
They tried to score, but it was pants.
It was pants. They need to do better.
Can Germany score a goal and equalise? Well, here they come. But they've lost it again to Serbia. It's too high at the end.
Who build from the back, Serbia, as they come forward? Can they build upon their 1-0 win? Let's hope so.
By the way, for those people saying, you're right, Chris, the German fella does look like Mike Reed, but equally the Serbia fella looks like, yes, he does, don't really want to go down that road.
No, but you're right.
But you're right, he does. How unfortunate for him as well.
Yeah. We don't get involved.
Oh, look at that.
Don't get involved in politics.
Dave,
It's a foul.
That was a foul.
What's he going to get for that?
Cacao on the floor.
Oh, really? They should sort that out. That's not right.
No, he was...
Really?
Yeah, no.
Because if he falls in that shirt, you just want to bin it. You don't even want to wash it. All right, here we go. Free kick.
To Germany.
Oh, nice kick.
Oh, fortunately, they've got nothing from that one.
Get up. There he is.
Interesting fact about Serbia is the capital is called Belgrade. And did you know that they're one of the largest producers of raspberries in the world?
Didn't know that.
Germany now with the,
the ball. Boing!
And it's gone for the corner or free kick. I wasn't quite lucky.
No, I wasn't. I was checking my phone. Sorry, yeah. I've got a text.
Kaká there, the other CAC player.
There's loads of them in CAC players. Who came on. I tell you what, I am enjoying the World Cup. You put the telly on, there's always football, unless you were
watching Countdown.
Yeah, or watching in the night time. You get good repeats and stuff, but looking forward to the England game tonight. Already got our tables reserved in the local pub.
Yep,
so if you get there before us, thinking you can take our seats,
back off.
I don't think so. It's like being at school. We're in the sixth form, we sit in the back seat. Even if you get there first, move. You're the young'uns, we're the older ones.
Ours is the section out by the ladies' lavatories. So, if you are a lady, go into the loo, then don't sit on those chairs.
And don't say hello to us, by the way. We don't like to be bugged.
No.
83 minutes played now. Germany 0, Serbia 1 in this quite an amazing game of football.
Less than 10 minutes to go, that means, obviously, for those who are keeping an eye on the time. I know that we are. Because the sooner we finish here, the sooner we can get out, go for a pint. Germany now.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday,
happy days.
Thursday, Friday,
happy days. Serbia, I'm beating Germany. Oh yes, happy days.
These days are
all in the green.
Oh, happy days.
These days are
I hate it when every time we get a good theme tune going, Germany try and ruin it by having a chance on goal. Well, serves you right for not waiting till the end of the chorus. Nothing.
Goodbye, grey sky. Hello, blue. There's nothing can hold me when I hold you.
Look at him. He didn't score 7 shots. Ha ha ha. Germany are losing,
happy days.
Serbia are winning,
happy days.
England play tonight and
happy days.
We will win, ruin your score, and me and Dave will be drunk. Cos it's Saturday, tomorrow we'd have to get up. I think you get the idea, basically.
Oh, happy days, and it's back with Germany now.
Come on, Serbia, says Tommy, Big Laurie and Big Jackie. Kim and Claire in Gainsborough. 81199, by the way, you got the last few minutes to text in. Let's see how many people. Just text in your name and say if you're listening to our commentary now. See if we can get more texts than we got the other day. We got 11. Brilliant. 81199, start your text with the word Chris. If you're listening to our commentary now, get your phone out. I'm going to do it. Get your phone out. See if I can see it on the screen.
All right.
Get your phone out. Write a text message. The number is 81199. Put Chris at the start of your message and then just tell us who you are.
Serbia now with Zigic, the big, tall Birmingham striker. I can't do mine because my phone's on charge at the back of the studio.
No, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Connected to the charger.
Can they do something special? Need something special, Dave.
Something special.
Cheers, kid.
Serbia often mistaken for Siberia because of their very similar spelling, but Siberia tends to be colder, and in Russia. Stojkovic with the kick.
Something for our Scottish listeners now.
Not too far behind. Fortunately, so for him,
for our Scottish listeners. Oh, I know they're looking forward to the game tonight. To cheer on a new favourite team of theirs.
Algeria.
That's right.
Yes. From family nest to drunkenness, I would imagine. But the ball safely back with Neuer.
Oh, what happened there?
Oh, there's a bit of argy-bargy there.
But no.
Sigic not happy.
Bradley Walsh, the referee, says he's not having any of that.
Does look a bit like Bradley Walsh.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. It's not brilliant. Oh, Serbia! No, brilliant.
Come on, Serbia.
Yeah, he did well because he would have been offside. Come on, can Serbia do something with it? He's not offside. He's onside. And here
ball.
We go. Into the box. Cross it.
Oh,
no!
Not with that. It was awful.
You
what a
donkey.
Dreadful, dreadful cross.
What
there.
Did he lay out late? Just laid across.
Dreadful that from number four, Kaká.
Rubbish. Yes, it was Kaká.
How apt.
Kaká.
How
Kaká.
Apt.
Rubbish. Pants.
Dreadful cross.
Man. Hey, do you know I was doing a bit of singing then?
Yeah.
I got this new app, right? And you sing into it, and it makes you sound like Jason Derulo.
Oh, is it like a pitch changer, an auto tuner?
Yeah, playing with it. Let me have a go with it for you.
Yeah.
If Germany even think about scoring now, and I'm about to launch into this. All right, thanks. I'll try my best, see if it works. Right.
Back with the Serbian keeper, Stojkovic.
Okay, right. I'll sing into it, okay? And I'll play it back to you.
All right.
Okay. Come on. Frozen. Here we go.
Sorry.
No, do you mind? I was just about to sing then. Dude. Well, I'll do it.
It's been a long day.
Is it?
Worked out I've been up for nearly 10 hours already.
Well, it's almost like a normal job, Dave.
10 hours?
Well, my heart bleeds urine for you. Some of us need two jobs.
Germany now with the ball, but it's gone
all
for.
Right, here we go, I'll sing then. Shall I sing?
Okay, gone here for we go. A free kick.
Listen to this. Ready?
Gone for a goal kick.
I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm loving cloud nine. My head's in the sky. I'm solo. Right, so you do that, right?
Mm.
And then you save it.
And then it
and
what?
Then you play it, right?
Yeah.
Right? I'm putting on my shades to cover up my eyes. I'm jumping in my ride. I'm heading out tonight. I'm solo. Solo,
see it.
Solo,
it's clever, isn't it?
I'm riding solo.
Yeah. Is that what Jason Derulo used?
I don't know. I wasn't there for the recording.
Mm.
I
feel like a star. You
can't stop my shine. I did Greg James the other day. He did it a lot better. Do you want to hear that?
He's actually got a very good voice, Greg James.
What are you trying to say? On a gold-selling album, you cheeky git. Right.
Serbia now.
Greg. Hang on, Serbia can wait.
Have you lost interest in this?
Yeah, no, hang on.
It's only like a
this
minute.
Is him.
Heading
out tonight. I'm solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. Oh! Save that, please. I'm doing a bit. I'm riding solo. It's good, isn't it?
Mmm.
Do a bit more. I've been in like a star. You can't stop my shining. Body in the cloud. Da, 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 da. I'm solo. Yeah. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo. I'm riding solo.
Do you want a game?
What?
Do you want to play a game? How many minutes will they flash up, do you think? I'm going to go for three. Three.
Oh! Hublot! Hublot!
Hublot!
Hublot!
Hublot!
Hublot!
Hublot!
Yeah!
3 minutes of added
3 minutes! Oh, shall I do the X Factor stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me have a look, see if I can find it.
Schweinsteiger there with the blue plaster on his neck.
Is it a plaster or is it like the world's worst tattoo?
Looks like he cut himself in a kitchen.
He obviously has someone to do that for him because he wouldn't be able to reach round.
No, well, he'd
get it accurate.
He'd probably get someone else, maybe a teammate or a girlfriend or a wife. And Germany have it now, but they won't get to that. It's gone too long and it'll be a goal kick to Serbia.
Bye.
Just over 2 minutes remain, according to my watch.
Oh, they've taken the big X Factor music out that I use.
You know what? By the time you find it, it's going to be time to wrap up.
Oh, no,
I might pack my papers up now anyway, to be honest with you. Don't need any of these texts, do we?
No.
Oh. Done. I'm going to go and get a sandwich.
All right, let me have a look at the text. I did ask everyone to text in, didn't I? 16,000 text! Boom! Eat my text!
Mm. Germany now, it's the last throw of the dice for them.
90 seconds left.
No photos, fellas, no photos.
Do you know what? I don't want Germany to score, only because I think it'd be unfair to Serbia. I mean, that's how the game goes, but they defended so well. No!
I couldn't agree more, because they've had the chance to increase the lead and put it to bed.
No! I mean,
It's fine. He's given it Serbia's way, so that means that Germany aren't going to have a chance to strike from there.
Completely unbiased commentary on the BBC and completely biased commentary on the red button with me and Dave.
Telling it how it is.
Yep, stay down, son. Actually, the goalie should stay down. The goalie should be doing it.
Looking like a bit of cramp there for the Serbian number 10.
Whoop, vertigo.
Stankovic. Stinky Stankovic. You wouldn't want his feet in your face like those fellas have got.
No, you wouldn't.
You wouldn't want them. You
wouldn't want that.
No. Ooh, that's got to hurt.
Oh, dear.
Got to hurt. Ouch is probably what he's saying.
Boom.
In Serbian. Ouchki. Oh, and he's not happy either.
Right, playing TV guessing, TV theme tune guessing game, Dave.
Strictly Come Dancing.
Yeah.
Play your cards right. MasterChef.
No.
Oh. Oh, Can't Cook, Won't Cook?
Yeah. No. Close.
MasterChef.
No.
Ready, Steady, Cook.
Yes.
Oh, I should know that. I've done that program with Dominic. Gino De Campo.
What's this? What theme?
I don't know.
My mum, who's a nurse. No one will get that but me, I bet you. Johnny Briggs.
Right, we should rejoin this game for the final seconds.
Sorry.
Okay, so the Serbians sensing victory.
The countdown to an amazing Serbia victory.
It can't be long
is
left.
Is on. The clock ticks away in the top left-hand corner of the screen.
Ticky-tock.
The referee gets ready to blow his whistle.
Tocky-tick.
This could be an amazing win for Serbia. And defeat for 10-man Germany. Can they sneak something back as Germany are on the ball? Serbia saves it. We're just waiting for that whistle.
Yes!
And there it is, it's all over!
So, there you have it. Germany 0, Serbia 1 from Port Elizabeth. A wonderful result if you're Serbian.
Thank you for listening to us on the red button. Enjoy the England game tonight. Have a great weekend. Back to Gary Lineker.
Welcome back.
No, wrong one. Hang on.
The other one. T'other one.
Yeah, back to the studio.
The studio.
Gary, you're on.
Gary Lineker. Gary Lineker.